guns. The governor of Georgia this week signed one of the most expansive gun rights laws in the country. There, among other places, you can now take a gun in Georgia into a bar, an airport, a church, a school under certain circumstances, David, and a church, we say, when the congregation allows it. At the same time, the NRA is meeting, kind of celebrating how well it's done and getting a lot of gun rights laws loosened around the country. What does all this say about the success of the gun rights organizations and, frankly, the inability of the gun control folks to work their will, even in the aftermath of Newtown?
First, one of the oddities of the NRA position is they want to have a more national system of concealed carry, which a total violation of any conservative principle of federalism. It's an amazing act that it's a reminder that whenever we talk about federalism in process, it's all opportunistic. Nobody actually have principled beliefs about these things. It's not only the NRA. They have a base. It's very useful to have a base of support that's spread everywhere and that's decentralized and passionate, because they come at politicians at every district. And my view is, if you look at the polling, a majority of Americans support tighter gun laws. But if you look at the passion, a majority of passionate people are on the NRA side, and then they're just dispersed. A lot of the people who are most passionate about controlling guns are in a few metro areas, and it's just a huge advantage to be dispersed around the country where you can hit pressure points at a lot of points. NRA takes full advantage of that.
CBS New York Times poll, Judy, do you favor a federal law requiring background checks on all gun owners? 85-12 in favor of it. Among gun owners, it's 84-14 in favor of it. Among Republicans, 84-13. It comes down to intensity, and it comes down to political experience. I mean, Colorado passed after two terrible tragedies at Aurora and Columbine, the theater and the high school. They passed a gun background check and a limit of 15 rounds to a magazine. 15 rounds to a magazine. That's what passed. And they had two Democratic senators, including the state Senate president, who was a former police chief, recalled. First time in the history of Colorado they'd been recalled from office. Another state senator facing recall resigned.